welcome to the Mama Bear Podcast. Subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and SoundCloud. Follow us on social media at Mama Bear Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Email us at mamabearpodcast@gmail.com. Now let's get to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome, guys.
This is Brishay.
This is Vanessa.
And this is the first episode of the Mama Bear Podcast.
Yay! Finally!
Those are the sound effects now because your girl does not know how to add them in the editing stage.
So we're gonna get there.
Bear with us. But yes, thank you for tuning in. This is the first episode where we're just going to explain what this train wreck of a show is going to be about.
It's going to be great. It's good stuff.
It is. You know, because we're both moms, recent moms, too. Mm-hmm. Because my son will be 6 months, will already be 6 months by the time you all hear this. And his name is Zachary. And Lennox will be how?
Lennox will be 11 months by the time you guys hear this.
Yeah. So we have some new little ones. And we're under 30. So we're still
barely.
Young and
barely
just
under 30.
I mean, barely. We ticking like Zachary's swinging the background there, ticking close to 30. And, you know, we're just navigating this new realm called motherhood. And there's really like a lack of support for Black mothers. And we just feel like, you know, we want to do something for the mamas, have a Mama Bear tribe. That's going to be one of the hashtags that we use, hashtag Mama Bear Tribe. So while you're listening to this, go ahead and hashtag that so we can see that you're out there and connect with you. So one thing we wanted to go over is like the segments that we're going to be doing. First one that we're going to try to do every show is shout out a mom. It's nice to know that someone's out there watching and looking at you and just, you know, acknowledging what it takes. For example, let's say I'm driving past a bus stop and I see a mom with like three kids.
I'm going to shout her out.
I'm going to shout her out because I can't even get out the house on time.
For poor pussy management?
We're not going to shout her out for that because we don't know her circumstances.
Okay.
But I'm going to shout her out because she made it to that bus stop with three kids, whereas I'm struggling to get to work on time with one and a car.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to shout her out. One person I would like to shout out right now, her name is Kimberly. Mm-hmm. She helped me out today, actually.
Because, tell us, you know,
story time. So, I have a clogged milk duct because I am still breastfeeding my son. My goal is to go a year, so bear with me and pray with me.
It's doable.
I'm trying. So, I have a clogged milk duct, and it's like right behind my nipple in the areola section. So, it's not far up where I can just massage that bitch out. It's right tucked in there at the most sensitive spot of my fucking titty. So, massaging that all the time hurts. So she was giving me tips on Twitter. I don't even know her. I think we connected through just podcasting stuff. And she said, let me DM you. I'm like, all right. She DM'd me. First thing she said is, you tried sucking it out yourself? Okay. I was like, I don't think I can reach it. Because, you know, they kind of hang low. Do your tits hang low?
But you can fold them up.
Yeah, so I did. And that's exactly what I did. I folded that bitch.
I fold mine up.
Like a fucking piece of paper. Because it's in a little saggy. So I folded it up. And I was like, oh shit, I can reach it. I let her know I can reach it. I'm going to try it. So I found myself just sucking my own titty to get the clog out. I got a bunch of milk in my mouth. So now I know what it feels to be on the other side of things. Like, I mean, I was breastfed as a child. But who remembers that? But now I know what my son goes through every time. And long story short, the clog is still there.
But she sucked her own titty.
But I sucked my own titty. And I think I'm going to have to keep doing it to get the clog out. I didn't do it long enough.
I think she just likes it.
I mean, that's for another type of podcast. Oh, we ain't gonna get into that because, you know. But yeah, so that's a shout out I want to give to Miss Kimberly for giving me that advice, because when you go online, you get the same advice. Warm compress, massage it out. But sometimes there are just some weird things you gotta do to get shit done.
And only other mama would understand that.
Exactly. And she has a blog. So I'm gonna reach out to her and put her blog in the show notes if she wants to be attached to this trash story. So that's an example of a mama shout out. The next will be the topic of the day.
So topic of the day is whatever we feel it's going to be. So it could be based on an article that we read, kind of just whatever is on our hearts as mamas to talk about. It may even be a viewer or a listener submission, right? So what could one of our example topics be? Of course, breastfeeding, because both of us, I breastfed Lennox for 6 months, and then he kind of just, you know, wasn't fucking with me after that, which was cool. To each his own. No hard feelings.
I'm counting down the days because it's hard.
It's okay. Another topic, raising our black boys. Both of us have black sons, and we know the state of America. I feel like that would be a really cool topic.
We could talk about what it's like nowadays to have more than, like, 3 kids.
Oh, yeah. And the judgment that comes with that.
Judgment, like, where finances. Can you live? Because that's a lot of people in a house.
Yeah.
And that's... It goes with finances. Like, how do you find a place to take all those damn kids? Because, for example, we live in the D.C. area. Newer places just aren't making apartments with more than 2 bedrooms now. So...
And if they are, they're really just not feasible. They're not really affordable.
Exactly. Not affordable at all. So you're limited in your housing, unless you just want to buy a house when you want to have more kids. So that's something we could talk about.
And something like that, we're going to try to bring guests on, because neither one of us have more than 1 child.
Right.
But what were we going to say?
Let's see. We could, this is always a fun topic. Your birthing story.
Oh.
So that's definitely going to be an episode. We both talk about our birthing story because...
Interesting, fun, yeah. fun.
Yeah.
That may be like our next one.
I think that should be the next episode, definitely.
Oh, I have a personal favorite topic.
What?
Partners.
Yes.
Are not so, or so helpful partners.
Yes. Like, one of the main things you need as a mom is a supportive partner. And unfortunately, everybody doesn't have that. Or fathers sometimes don't get into the role as quickly as mothers get into the role.
That's usually what it is.
And we've been training ourselves since we found out we were pregnant to be this person for this little baby. But then the father, it kind of kicks in a little bit later sometimes. So that could come with its own challenges. So we're definitely going to discuss that.
Because I have a story.
Girl.
I think we both have a story. I'm sure a lot of you all have stories.
Yeah, and definitely send us your stories to our email. We want to know whether you want to shout somebody out, or you have a topic, or any of the segments you want to, you know, join in on. We will definitely read your submissions on air. So that's the topic of the day, just an example of that. Another segment, which will be like the timeout chair for all you naughty, naughty moms out there.
No judgment, though.
No judgment at all, because I'm not a terrible mom.
I'm not,
but
no,
you
no,
know.
No.
You know, we're all just navigating this space in a different way. And sometimes we mess up.
And sometimes, yeah.
Unintentionally, and sometimes intentionally we do some things. So, let's say the timeout chair segment would be for that mom who likes to smoke her ganja. You know, that's not enough to get you in the timeout chair. But if you happen to eat all of your baby's snacks on a Sunday evening.
All the Cocoa Puffs.
All the Cocoa Puffs, all of your fruit snacks. And your baby now has only a sandwich and a juice to take to lunch. Because now you have to run to the store the next day. Hey, Pooh.
Zakari's at.
My son just woke up. So now you have to go to the store the next day because you decided to get high and eat all their snacks when they went to sleep. So, yes, you are in the timeout chair. So, that's an example. Or it could be as devious as you went back to your baby daddy and you already remarried, but you wanted that old thing back.
Or maybe baby daddy, not even baby daddy.
Ooh. Yeah, it could be that. We will blur out your name. We will not say your name, but we will say your story because some things just need to be said and it makes you feel better. Which takes us to the next segment.
Woosah.
Woosah. Woosah segment. You want to explain that?
Yeah, Woosah segment is like our venting session. All of us mamas need just time to just like let it out. A lot of times we just kind of keep stuff built in and holding it in because really who has time to vent and who really has the time to listen? We do.
Yep.
So every time we have our show, this is our time and your time. If you want to write in, please do. Right? Something that you just want to share out. Just kind of get that off of your chest.
Yeah. Like it can be anything. It could be that you're feeling overwhelmed because, for example, when I went back to work a few months ago, I was feeling overwhelmed. My partner, which I'll get into in another episode, but my partner is not around at the moment. And I'm doing it by myself with some help from my mom, but she's not, I can't expect her to be there like I would expect my partner to be there. Mm-hmm. So going back to work, pumping, working full time, being the only person to take him to daycare, pick him up from daycare, things like that. Like sometimes I just need to vent. Mm-hmm. And woosah it out, you know, because it's hard out here and we want to acknowledge that it's hard out here and give you a space where you can
vent. No judgment.
Exactly. At all. So the last segment that we will have will and close out the show on something positive will be Mama Bear Self-Care. That's the segment where, you know, okay, pooch. That's the segment where, oh, don't mind our third host there. That's the segment where we will say what we're doing to kind of care for ourselves. Like, yes, we woosahed, we vented, but what is it that we're doing to maintain and keep our sanity? Because it's easy to
kind of let yourself go. A lot of times as moms, being a mama is very selfless. It's, I always say it's one of the most selfless things that we do. And we oftentimes put ourselves last. So the mama bear self-care are just ways to kind of cope, ways to get us through the day. Maybe it might just be like 30 minutes of mindfulness, right? 30 minutes of a journal entry, just ways to kind of get through our day so that we can give ourselves and our partners and our children all that we have.
Exactly. Like, or maybe it could be an article because I plan on.
Oh, yeah, we love research.
I plan on researching some ways because everyone doesn't know how to self-care. So we can't just say, oh, let us know how you self-care or just self-care ourselves. It's sometimes I got to look up and see what do I need to do because I am feeling down. And then I'm going to I got off track because I started breastfeeding. Sorry, y'all. And then I'm going to share that. So I may just research some ways of self-care for quick self-care or long-term. Like, I need a day. Somebody said they'll take the baby. What can I do for myself during that day to just get aligned and back on track?
And please share any ways that you self-care. We would love to hear. It may help some other mommies out, too.
Exactly, because one thing about motherhood that I learned and one of the reasons why I even wanted to start this podcast is because I learned so much from other moms and not just sucking my own titty. Like, it goes back to just what I'm going to need and just different methods of calming him down or when it comes to breastfeeding, what to do, what not to do. And mothers seem to be the first ones to step up when there is another mother. Mm-hmm. And it feels like I'm in this new sorority.
Yeah, we get it.
And I'm not in a real sorority. But Vanessa is.
I am.
But there's just this newfound, like, club I feel like I'm in.
It's like a sisterhood.
It is a sisterhood.
An unspoken sisterhood.
Because you can be of any race, nationality, if you don't stop biting my nipple. and you see another mom, you may not speak the same language, but you understand. Yeah,
you get that.
You get it. And it's like that look. And being a black mom at that, and that's where we really want to highlight, being a black mom in this society nowadays, it takes a different type of strength. Stop biting my nipple.
You ain't got no nipple.
So, and this is the nipple that has the clog too, so he really getting on me. So, but yeah, that's just a little snippet of the show and what we plan on doing with it, like the vision of it, and we're definitely here for suggestions, and definitely send in your different requests or your submissions. Yeah.
This show is for you guys. So, as much as this is definitely venting for us, but it's also for all you moms out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, send us your requests, your whatever, submissions, any kind of vent session you want to do. We got you.
We got you. And we will definitely share it. And please share with your friends, your other moms, other dads out there even, single dads, you know, they could learn too. Just for any parent really, but we're here to support and uplift and acknowledge the black mom, but at the same time, a mom is a mom and they could go for this advice just like we can. So that is our little raggedy introduction to the show with the guest host. Zakari, who is still biting on my nipples so hard. Any moms got any suggestions for that? Please let me know, because he's almost 6 months and he's starting to bite on my nipples. So help me out, please. All right. Anything else you want to add, Vanessa?
No, I think we got it to just now, everything.
And just as a reminder, my name is Brashay.
I'm Vanessa.
And this is the Mama Bear Podcast.